You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown. Mayor, good morning.
Good morning, Joe.
Mayor, we've been talking for a while about this New York University study on the blizzard from the Christmas blizzard in December. And, you know, they've made a few recommendations. First off, what is your takeaway from the NYU study?
Well, after the historic November storm, the once-in-a-generation blizzard, all in 2022, we wanted to get an outside look at how city, county, state, private sector responded to these historic storms. So we thought it was important to get an outside look. One of the major takeaways is the importance of communication, making sure that the members of the public get the information that there is an emergency situation, that we're going to have extreme weather, that the extreme weather is going to be deadly, and you have to stay inside. Now, while city, county, state, local meteorologists, news stations put out a lot of information in advance of the blizzard, what the study is saying is that they want government, they're suggesting that government find ways to put out even more information. We've started to implement this with digital message boards that motorists and pedestrians can see in the event of extreme weather. We have the Buff Alert system. The report showed that only 16% of residents in the city of Buffalo are signed up for that emergency alert system. We continue to market Buff Alert, and they suggested that there were ways that we could work with FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, to push out more information to people when we're going to deal with extreme weather. So communication, a major takeaway in the report.
You know, one of the things that was pointed out later in this report was the number of customers affected by power outages. And it showed, you know, the greater MLK area had almost 4,000 customers, while the West Side area only had two customers. Is the city looking at ways to better make this less likely next time there's a storm? Is there a way to try to prevent as many power outages as we saw in December?
Well, you know, clearly the city doesn't manage National Grid. National Grid is a private company. In storms like this, we are in communication with National Grid around the clock, just about every hour on the hour. But if the equipment fails, if the equipment is not ready for extreme weather conditions, when you're in the storm, there's very little for the city to do. National Grid is at the table with us. I've set up a task force to implement the report recommendations, and certainly we're looking to National Grid to determine what they can do to prevent power outages, to prevent power failures when we are hit by extreme weather situations. National Grid is willing to do that. Their CEO came to Buffalo to meet with us to talk about this. So we're pleased that they have agreed to serve on the task force and work on these issues with the city, with the county, and with the state.
Now, I know before this study came out, it had already been discussed on replacing the Broadway barn. That was also mentioned in this study. Where are we on a new Department of Public Works headquarters?
Governor Hochul and the state legislature allocated $10 million for a new Broadway garage. Our goal is to build a new state-of-the-art, up-to-date public works facility so that we can improve our delivery of all public works services, not just snow removal, but sanitation, garbage pickup, street cleaning, lot cutting, the totality of all of the services that our Department of Public Works provides. And the snow removal phase of that, critically important, not just to city residents, but to residents throughout our region as well. Buffalo being the largest municipality in the region, our ability to address extreme weather will not only help Buffalo residents, it will help residents throughout the region.
Also mentioned in this study was develop an emergency plan with each warming shelter. Where are we on that, and what differences will we see in the next storm when trying to get people to shelters?
One of the suggestions was to open more warming shelters. We certainly agree with the suggestion to have warming shelters in each of the 9 city council districts. We are beginning to install backup generators in our police district stations, our fire stations. We did at times experience some power outages at some of these critical facilities. So we will make sure that there is generator backup power, not only at police and fire stations, but at warming shelters as well. We have put money in the city budget to purchase the generators. So this is another recommendation that is well underway in city government.
And another thing that we talked about a lot the weeks following the storm is plows, the equipment when it comes to the city of Buffalo. Where are we on, you know, storm plowing, cleaning up streets? What improvements are we working on in the city of Buffalo for the next storm season?
So in the city budget, we have allocated money for a range of new equipment, new plows for the Department of Public Works, new equipment for the fire department, the police department, the parking department, all designed to have equipment that can be more effective in extreme weather, in heavy snow, equipment that will give us the ability to deal with some of the harshest conditions. Although it's important to note that when you're dealing with a storm that dumps over 56 inches of snow in a few days, there is no municipality that can handle that by themselves. So in the December 2022 storm, Buffalo was ground zero. We were the heart of that storm, hit harder than any place else in Erie County or Western New York. So if Buffalo gets hit like that, if Amherst, Hamburg, Cheektowaga, Orchard Park, there is going to be the need for mutual aid from the county, from the state. You'll have to use private contractors. And that's what the city of Buffalo did in this storm. At one point in the city, there were over 600 pieces of equipment working to move snow, to haul snow. And in an extreme weather situation like this, hitting any place in our city or county or region, you will need extreme mutual aid, vehicles coming from county, state, private contractors, and other municipalities as well.
Is that something that will be pre-planned or pre-arranged? So, you know, if that storm comes in, the county knows to move in, or is that something that has to happen in the moment?
No, it is pre-planned. It is pre-arranged. We had advance warning of this storm. The National Weather Service, local meteorologists did a great job in predicting this storm. There were days ahead of time that we knew this storm was coming. So we did have a plan with the county, with the state, that they would provide additional equipment. The city had a plan to retain private contractors, and all of that went into effect going forward in the future. For the city of Buffalo or any municipality in this region, if there is going to be a once-in-a-generation or historic snowstorm, there has to be an advanced plan for mutual aid to respond, because no one municipality could handle storms like this by themselves.
Has the study been shared with the county? Because one of the things in here says to bolster relationships with regional, state, and federal agencies. We know during the storm there was a disagreement between the county and the city. Has this been shared with the county, and are they taking steps to your knowledge?
Well, let me say there was really no disagreement. There was a flashpoint. Things like that can happen when people are working around the clock, when people are working on little sleep. But in this storm and in every major storm, city officials, county officials, and state officials are literally talking around the clock. There was pretty seamless communication. And even with this report and the task force that I have established, we have county representatives that will participate, state representatives. There will be private sector representatives, people from the business community, and people from neighborhoods in the city of Buffalo, all at the table together, working on implementing these recommendations and making sure that we are even better prepared, that we're able to respond even more effectively the next time a major winter storm like this hits, not only in Buffalo, but any place in our region.
Hey, Mayor Byron Brown, thank you so much for taking some time this morning.
Thank you very much, Joe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what's my asthma up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.